watching Alex Kappa move, and I know you got him at guard right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy you think can play a lot of positions?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's one of the things we liked about him is a lot of these smaller school guys play left tackle for their school, but they're projected somewhere else. And, you know, we really feel like he's a guy that could play across the line. He, in his college days, he did practice some as a center, too. And as you know, Rick, we on game day, when you got seven up, they got to be able to play more than one position. So we're gonna primarily work him as a guard, but we're gonna work with him at everything. So he'd be a right guard, right tackle, center for right now.
How's he? Couple of days in. I mean, how's he been? You know, just absorbing and learning and showing what he can do.
Alex?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, he's sharp. Yeah, very sharp. You know, that's one thing. When you don't have the pads on, the thing you can learn about these guys is how sharp they are and how quick they pick up, how natural football comes to them. And he's one that definitely fits in that category.
You've always said that if you can play, the NFL will find you. And yet, you know, you got a guy out of, you know, Marped and now this
yeah.
guy. So, I mean, how rare is it for those guys? They are diamonds in the rough a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, I think what most people don't realize is how many colleges play football. I mean, there's... You know, we got a young corner right here that's playing from a, you know, didn't even play his senior year in high school and then played at a small school. We got a couple NAIA guys. There's just a lot of schools that are playing football that are, you know, they're not on national TV every week. So that's where, you know, Jason's scouts, you got your regional scouts out there that are beating the bushes, and sometimes they come across those smaller guys, they keep their mouth shut. You know, they're not spreading the word. And it just depends. You know, you never know how it's going to work out, but sometimes it does.
Speaking of corners, I know I asked you yesterday about Carlton Davis, mm-hmm. and at the time you hadn't really had a chance, understandably, because you focus on the offensive side of the ball. What are your thoughts on him? I know he had that fumble recovery today.
Yeah, you know, after we looked at the tape last night, Carlton probably had one of the best days on defense of anybody out there yesterday. He did a good job. We already knew he was a good player in press coverage, but we wanted to see him play some off coverage as well, and he did a really good job. He, you know, his form tackling for football on air was good, and we were fired up about the way he played yesterday.
But even though you guys aren't in pads or anything, can you still see some of that physicality, like in the scrimmage that you're talking about?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just his body type and his length, you can definitely see that.
What about a guy like Jordan Whitehead? You know, he seems like a guy that could play well inside the box, but he's also an undersized guy.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on him initially?
Well, unfortunately, he had a little hamstring tweak today, so he didn't get to do anything today. But, you know, when you watch him on the Pittsburgh film, one of the reasons he is a little bit undersized, he is built a little bit more like a corner than a safety. But they used him as a halfback on offense, and he carried the ball a lot on outside running plays, and he really showed toughness. So, you know, just because the guy's maybe 5 or 6 pounds off what the ideal position weight is, that doesn't mean he's not tough enough to play. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Dirk, anything stand out? I know it's a small sample size, just last 2 days overall with these rookies at all?
Well, there's always stuff that stands out. I mean, there's always stuff that stands out, both positive and negative. You know, we're excited about the draft picks. You know, these guys, the guys that we keep on top of the draft picks, they get to stay here for the next 5 weeks. So they'll be working with the vets on Monday, and this is just kind of a kickoff to that. So we'll get a lot more of a look when they're working with the veterans starting on Monday.
Dirk, from a health standpoint, linebacker Cici, how's he?
He's doing everything. You know, he's wearing that big knee brace. You know, he's still coming off an ACL, but he's doing everything. He's fully cleared for everything, and he looks fine right now.
Would you have four quarterbacks again in camp, you think?
Yeah, probably.
Would one of these guys be one of them?
Mm-hmm. I think so.